plate a potential nugget.
Just taking a particular, a cohort of people that I encountered, Herminia, advisors, bankers, lawyers, consultants, private equity professionals. I see a lot of them in their 40s, early 40s, mid 40s, possibly have made money for their lifetime, if you will, in a lot of these situations. Early entrepreneurs, I'll throw them in. And for a lot of them, it's about, if I had all the money, what would I do with my time? And they grapple with that question. How do I really, you know, plan to live my next, and back to Linda Grattan, how do I live my next 50, 55 years? What are some of the, while some of the universal principles that you talk about here apply in this cohort as well, but maybe narrowing on this particular segment, is there something unique or specific you observe with this cohort?
Well, these are people who have been very, very driven in careers that are very, very greedy, that take all. And so, you know, for a lot of us, we do have other anchors for identity and maybe things that we do outside the main day job. The more that main day job is a kind of like a monolithic thing that takes all, the harder it is to extricate yourself. And then, you know, you start to see that it's not just the money, it's that that is your identity. And it is really scary to move beyond that. Now, what's universal is that for everybody, you don't move away from something good to something undefined. You just don't. So you have two possibilities, either that something is not good, and in fact, it's destroying you, and you know somewhere in your gut, even if you don't can't articulate it, that you have to get out or it's going to kill you. You know, and sometimes those are the people who either have a burnout or actually take a long sabbatical and realize they can't go back to it, or your feet start walking and then later you catch up to the fact that you had to leave because it was going to kill you. So that's one option. The other option is, you know, that dissatisfaction starts to simmer and you start looking around outside, and this is the working identity story. A lot of people start to build up other things that reward them professionally, externally, through boards, through consulting, through startups, through investments, through teaching, you know. And as that thing kind of grows and becomes more interesting and becomes more identity defining, it gets easier to eliminate to move away from the first. But as I said, that process is harder in the very time greedy careers, and oftentimes with companies that are so identity defining because they're blue chip. You know, it's like, how could you leave Goldman Sachs, or how could you leave this partnership? We count on you. You're the only one that can do this. And this is where we start getting into the whole adult development sphere, where I think the work of Bob Keegan and Lisa Leahy has been incredibly important to understand how do we make a transition from making decisions that are based on others' expectations of us, what you need to do as a good husband, as a good organizational member, as a loyal partner in this firm, to what is it that I need to do for myself while still fulfilling obligations to others, but it's going to be me who drives that self-authoring aspect. And that's a big psychological shift. And it's hard to make it on your own, which is why networks are such an important part of making the shift. As soon as you see other people doing it, people who have come ahead, who have done well, who are in situations that you can admire, then it gets easier because you can see it in flesh and blood in front of you.
This is something I observe a lot in my peer group. Several people who are partners, MDs in PE firms, investment banks, consulting firms, and so on. They're often at a point where they've hit financial security for life, but somehow hurtle along inexorably, recognizing that something's got to give. And there are a couple of pieces here. These careers are often time greedy, so structurally they don't give you the mind space to be thoughtful about other possibilities that could make sense, unless you take a long sabbatical to think about this. Second, they're all consuming, that you often end up tying your identity to this career. So the notion of stepping away without having something concrete that you can tie your identity to
can be immensely unnerving to many. With this cohort of people, I often find that there's a frog in a boiling water syndrome, especially when they go through long journeys in organizations. There's a certain context and a certain set of assumptions with which they embark on a path, and it makes sense for them at that point. But what they don't account for enough is that several variables change slowly along the way, and suddenly what made sense for them 20 years back or 10 years back doesn't make sense for them, given how old their kids are, given the toll the work is taking on their health, and so on and so forth. It's worth reflecting on how you could build the pause in your life, create the mind space for reflection, latitude for experimentation and reflection as you think about reinventing yourself if you're at this inflection point. Thank you for listening. For more podcast content, please visit playtopotential.com. The website also has content organized by specific themes in the curated playlist section. Given you're listening to this conversation with Herminia, you might specifically find the themes Reinventing Yourself and Navigational Principles relevant. The playlist Reinventing Yourself is about leaders who were at inflection points and who were courageous to try different things and move to a different context. This includes Amish Tripathi talking about how he moved from a career in financial services to writing. Rupa Kudwa speaks about moving from Crisil to Umidia Network. Papa CJ speaks about moving from management consulting to stand-up. Nanda Nilakeni speaks about moving from Infosys to the UID project and to politics. Atul Kasbekar speaks about moving from being a photographer to becoming a producer. Devdutt Patnaik talks about moving from healthcare to mythology, and so on. Hopefully, the diversity of perspectives will provoke your thinking around how to navigate the transition. The playlist Navigational Principles gives you a flavor of the frameworks that various people used to deal with the various inflection points. In a world with more divergent pathways than before, the quality of the steering wheel is possibly as important, if not more important, than the quality of the engine we have in our car. This playlist gives you some thought starters which will help you build a more robust steering wheel for yourself. You can access these playlists in the curated playlist section at playtopotential.com. And to know more about the leadership and transition advisory work I do, please visit the About section at playtopotential.com. Bye now.